Blog Talk Radio.
This is Word Sexy Radio. Welcome to Word Sexy Radio, and I'm your host, Red Snapper, and we're going to be bringing it to you this evening on this Monday, April 4th, or as we were, it was April 8th, 2013. I've been drinking. You can tell it's going to be a hot show tonight. I've been doing my thing, so we're going to get it sitting back, bringing you some erotica, and doing it like we always do with the poets and the authors. So sit back and relax as we bring you Word Sexy Radio. All those that are listening, because we want you to call in. The number is 347-215-8539. This is Word Sexy Radio, and it's Grown Folks Radio, and we're going to be doing it like that this evening, where we talk all the shit we want to talk on the show. This is internet radio, so we can say whatever the fuck we want, and we're going to do that this evening as we bring it to you live and in living color like we always do.
I'll be waiting for you.
Yes, we're going to be bringing it to you this evening as we try to give you, get you in that mood. It's coming at you this evening, so if you're not ready, you better get away. If you are, then tell somebody. The number is 347-215-8539. Word Sexy Radio. DV, how you doing, brother?
Man, hopefully, you know, by the end of the night, I can win an extra $2,400, man.
I hope you do, brother.
Man,
we got some erotic shit coming at us tonight. We got some poetry coming, and we got these ladies, they're ready to do this thing, so we're going to bring them in here in a few minutes. And we hope Miss Cotton is going to be here so she can give us the trueness of poetry. I talked to her earlier. She said she was on her way, so we will get her here as well. So what we're going to do right now is welcome everybody to Word Sexy Radio. I'm your host, Red Snapper, and we have DV Hint is my co-host, and we're here. We're bringing it to you live like we always do every Monday, 8 o'clock Central Time. And all of you that are listening, we're glad you're here. And be sure you tell someone about the chat room because the chat room is open as well. And we also have... If anyone wants to call in, even listen, or even have a comment, the number is 347-215-8539. What I'm going to do right now is I'm going to go ahead and bring in the guests in. We got two of them. I'm going to bring them in right now and see how they're doing this evening. So, area code 773, what's going on?
Hello there. How you doing, Red Snapper?
And how are you?
I'm doing okay. This is C Temptation from Chicago.
How are you this evening?
I'm doing okay. I can't complain.
Okay, so you're gonna bring some shit tonight, aren't you?
Oh yeah, we're gonna really get it. We're gonna really get down and get into it.
Well, that's so, what we do on Word Sexy. So you gotta impress DV because DV is hard to impress. So say hello to DV Entity.
Hello there.
Good evening.
How are you?
About as good as be expected, because you know, like I'm sitting here goofing off watching this NCAA tournament, and I picked these last two teams, so all I need to do is my team to win, and I'm winning this pool. So I'm in a good mood. So just, you know, just don't ruin it for me. That's all I gotta say.
We also got area code 601.
Hello. This is LaDonna from Georgia.
All right, LaDonna from Georgia. How's it going?
Everything's going good.
Okay. So I know y'all didn't know what to expect tonight, but we never put nothing out for you to expect anything but Word Sexy Radio. And if you didn't listen to the show before, you know now this is Grown Folks Radio, and what we do here is we talk all kinds of things. We talk shit, we talk whatever. But since we got y'all to see them, we're going to start with LaDonna, because she is the one that was one of the main guests that was coming on this evening. We're going to start with her, and then we're going to get with my girl in Chicago, because she sounds like she's ready to throw some meat at us. We're going to see how much. So we're going to see what's going on there. We also got some other callers here. I don't know if they're just listening, but we'll get to you all in a second. And if you have something to say, you can. If you don't, please don't hang up, because sometimes when I cue people in, they seem to hang up or get scared. Don't do that. This is Grown Folks Radio, and you can say whatever the fuck you want. It's all right. Okay, so, LaDonna, tell us a little bit about you. Give us some background.
Okay, well, I've been writing poetry for a long time, probably since I was young. I do eclectic. I write about everything, so I do have some erotica, but I also write just about love and relationships. I write about spirituality and encouragement. But I really like writing different things because a lot of things go on in day-to-day life, and I like to kind of play with different perceptions. So
you said you started writing when you was young. So how long? I mean, ain't you young now, baby?
I am, but.
Shit, you sound like you're about 12 years old. How old are you? I know you ain't going to tell us because women don't tell their age. I'm sorry. But you said when I was young, it just sounded so sweet because you have such a young voice. I had to cut in on you. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No,
Finish it. Finish it. Go ahead.
Okay, but the first book was called Expressions of the Mind, Body, and Soul. So I kind of look at a lot of different aspects of your mind and body and soul all relating, you know, to be at one with yourself. So that's kind of how my poetry is explored.
Okay, DV, listening to her voice, do you think that she sounds like that she can know what she's talking about, man?
Of course, you know. Like I told you, no, it's not about the age, it's about the experience.
And I know. I'm trying to get her to go ahead and tell us that, so, okay. So it's all about the mind and the soul. But you going to express some of that this evening for us?
Yes, I will.
Okay. You're not nervous, are you? Because I want you to be you on this show. You can
be
freaky. You can be yourself. You can let your hair down. I hope your mother's not listening. Or if your boyfriend or your husband or whoever, if they are, they're gonna be embarrassed tonight because I'm talking shit like I always do. So I'm sorry. If I don't want to offend anyone. Hopefully no one will hang up. If they do, then I am so sorry. It is marked explicit. This is an explicit show. If you didn't know that already, you know now. Okay. So we're going to go ahead and have you do something for us, and then we're going to get into Miss C.
Okay.
Temptation. Okay.
All right.
So what are you going to give us?
Name of this poem is Kinky.
Kinky, okay.
And it's
Kinky. It's a title. It's Kinky. So I'm expecting Kinky. Okay, I'm expecting some kinky ass shit. Okay, so are you gonna bring that to me?
I'm gonna try to bring it now. You tell me.
No, don't try. You know your work. You're expressing it to us. Okay, give us what you got then. That's all that works. Now, if it's fucked up, you know I'm gonna say that. No, I'm just playing. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay. Kinky. Kisses stolen in private, love making like no other. Your touch has me daydreaming about more, waiting to see you, longing to be near you. It is the way you look at me. You see through to my desires, the compassion that I long for, the romance that I've been expecting. My clothes melt away at the sight of you, anticipated how you kiss me from head to toe, literally. The way you use your size to your advantage. You flip me over and make passionate love to me and the style that dogs do. Pull my hair, I say to myself, I'm ready to get wild. Kinky is who I am for you, down for whatever. In this moment, I'll do what you want me to. I'm your vixen in handcuffs and heels. You keep the attention from pleasing you to me. Kiss my stomach, I thought, oh my. You went a little further, I said, oh. You're about to take it there. Oh, it's seduction. So enticing. I'm entrapped, screaming, Mr. Officer, pondering when my legs would touch your shoulders. I'm so bad, nah, I just want to get mine. Biting my lips, damn, it feels so good. I climaxed myself right out of a dream. Damn, it was only a dream. Kinky.
Okay, Miss Kinky, let me ask you this. Did you read that, or did you give it to us the way you would perform it if you was in front of an audience?
I read it.
So why did you do that?
Well, first of all, I don't do a lot of like performing. Most of my stuff, like I do the other stuff, the encouragement and everything else. So I do like public speaking with those, but I don't do a lot of performing. So I mean, I could try it again.
No, you ain't got to try it again. It's not about that. We just want to show the expression that you wrote this, and I just wanted to feel it the way you wrote it. What was you feeling when you wrote this? Was you kinky when you wrote it? Was you hot, sensual? Was you playing with your pussy? What was you doing when you wrote this? That's the way I wanted to hear it.
Okay. Well, yeah, I was hot.
But don't do it again. Don't do it again. You're going to do another one later. I don't want you to do it over. We're not here to critique. I'm just saying, I want you to bring it out. Just like it, like you, when you wrote it, how you want the people to acknowledge it or to receive it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, so we're gonna let you do another one. But first, before I do that, I want to bring Miss Temptation, since she got that name. I'm going to see what she got going on. Tell us about you. You there? Do I have you, or did I turn you off, or are you gone, or what? Let me see.
Oh, wow.
Miss Temptation, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
I got you now. There was a mistake with the mic. I'm sorry. It was my fault.
Okay. Born and raised in Chicago. Been writing poetry ever since I was the age of 30. Been doing it for 17 years, and it took me a long time to develop my craft. And finally, I'm intending on releasing a book this week, which is entitled The Freedom of Expression, My Intimate Words of Poetry, Book 1 and Book 2.
Okay. So you've been up there with, what's his name, GPA and Miss Cotton and all them folks?
Well, I wouldn't say all of that. I mean, I have done shows in the past, but, you know, my dream was to actually be a writer and to put out my first book, and, you know, finally this is a dream that's coming true to me because, you know, when I write poetry, I mean, it's just really my deepest passion.
Okay, we're going to see how deep your passion is because we want you to go ahead and bring it.
Wrong.
Say what, baby?
I said, I'm going to show you who the veteran writer is up in the room.
Okay. Let's hear that. Now, you say you're the veteran writer. Okay. Well, let me tell you my history.
Okay.
I have 14 books out.
Okay.
And they're not poetry, but they're erotic fiction novels.
Okay.
So I am the veteran in the room.
Okay.
So let's go ahead with your shit, baby, because I want to hear what you got.
Okay.
So I want you to get me with that 17 years experience.
Okay.
Bring it to me.
All
yes.
Right. Well, this is a piece I want to read. It's going to be in book 2, because let me just kind of give you a little history. Now, book 1 is based upon love, inspiration, and pieces that I wrote from my personal life experience. Book 2
okay.
is strictly erotica, so this is going to be from book 2, and this is called My Chocolate Fantasy.
Okay, I want my dick to get hard.
Well,
I'm
going to
tell you right
hard.
Now. Okay, so you better bring it like you wrote it.
Okay.
Let's go.
Okay, it's My Chocolate Fantasy. I have a craving for something smooth, tasty, and ooh, shit, so very sweet. Maybe a Hershey or a Mr. Goodbar. I want it to be hot and sticky, my only erotic and sexy treat. I want to wrap my long tongue around your chocolate long john and enjoy your filling to embed it way deep inside. I want to enjoy the sweetness of all that cream. All I want to do is release it, and I will open very wide. Baby, I want you to suck on my big chocolate nipples, take your whatchamacallit, and slide it deep inside my tight Kit Kat. While you are poking and stroking me, my sweet baby, play and tease my clit, nice, juicy, and very fat. You are my chocolate fantasy. I want to eat you like a Boston cream pie. Just visualize me from afar and so near. I want you to bring that strong and horny manhood just about right over here. I want those two M&Ms with nuts, rubbing, teasing, and throbbing right next to me. I want to feel your hot cream inside my dark tunnel. I want your deepest explosion to be set free. Our souls and bodies were deeply connected, like strawberry ice cream on top of a chocolate cake. My appetite was satisfied to the max. It wasn't any more of that I can take. You had me reach my ultimate mental and physical orgasm, a fantasy that you did fulfill, that I could fix a shot of chocolate liqueur and step into a hot, steamy bath by candlelight, then I could sit back, relax, and just chill. I desire you to be my chocolate fantasy again. If you want me at your very own will, come close to me, lick, and play with my curvy body. Please don't talk. Come close to me and be still. And that's the piece.
Well, you read that too, but it sounds good. And like I said, y'all are both talented, very talented. You have something, and I'm not here to critique that or make it, you know, say you're good or bad or anything. It's not even about that, because it's about exposing you to the audience that's listening, so that they can crave you and want you. And that's what I'm trying to get. You know, we have, like I said, we have poets, we have authors. We want you to express yourself in a manner that you want it to be. This is a forum for you to put it out there the way that you, when you wrote it, how you were feeling, so that people can get the feeling and jump on the bandwagon on the way you are feeling about it. That's all I'm trying to do. You know, when we have you on, we want that to be given in that manner. And I think you did that. Even though you did read the piece, still you did it in such passion that, you know, I believe that you wanted all those things to happen to you, that, you know, even though I ain't a chocolate nigga, you made me feel like you want me to eat your pussy. So, hey, I'm like, okay, maybe I should, you know.
Ooh.
At least you made me feel that, you know what I'm saying? So
right.
So that's what I'm saying. And LaDonna, we want you to do that too. It's not a matter of you performing and all that. It's not even about that. It's just letting people know how, you know, what you're feeling. When you wrote that piece, you want them to feel the same thing you felt when you wrote that.
Right.
That's all I'm saying. That's all we're saying. What you got to say, DV? Go ahead.
Man, you know, I hate to run over, you know, the same thing you did, but ultimately, it's just like writing a book. Whenever you write your own story and you read it, you kind of have to read it how you imagined it, how you imagine the characters talking to each other. You know what I'm saying? And it may sound, I mean, it's embarrassing at first, you know, when you first do it, because it's a humbling experience.
Yeah.
But once you get into the habit of doing it, you know, these are your characters. This is your imagery. These are your poems. You know, if you really want us to feel the way that you felt when you wrote it, you have to tell it to us like you wrote it. You know, because just reading something, nobody's going to really feel what you felt. You know what I'm saying? And that's, you know, when we get poets on here, it's like, you know, you can't just read it. You have to
express it.
Right. Thank you.
I mean, we tell authors the same thing. I mean, we're authors, too. Both of us have written books. We write books. But when we explain a scene, whether it's erotic or whatever it is, if it's a murder or whatever, we want you to visualize what we're talking about. If you're not in the scene, then we want you to be looking as if you were looking in a window and you see the actions happening before you. And poetry is no different, in my opinion. It should be even more because it's feelings that's written on paper that you're trying to let people feel. I wish Cotton was here because she's our poet expert. She's supposed to be here, but she can really tell you, you know, from her experience as well. You know, she's got men coming at her, and she's not even trying to write erotic. And some of the stuff's not erotic. It's just the way she delivers it in such a manner. Wives are getting mad, and girlfriends are telling her to leave her husband or her boyfriend alone because of the shit she wrote. And it's something simple like, I had on some little short jeans in front of a fireplace. But the way she explained that, motherfuckers is hot. Like, you was talking to me and shit. You want people to think you're talking to them.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? And even though you're not, you don't even know them. But you want them to think that you're talking to them and it's about them.
Right.
That's the objective.
Okay.
So, LaDonna, what else do you have? I know you got something else for us. And don't worry about just because we're saying all this stuff. Don't be worried about, oh, I don't know if I'm going to do it right. It ain't about doing it right or wrong. It's about you being
doing it your way.
In your way and your craft because it's yours.
Okay?
All right. So it can be erotic. It can be whatever, political, whatever you're bringing us right now, bring it.
Okay. Now let me do this. Okay, the title of this one is I Touch Myself.
Okay, now, here we go again. You touch yourself. Now, I want to see some shit, okay? Don't just be reading it to me. I want to visualize you playing with yourself. You understand? So give it to me like that.
I don't think I added all
that
in there.
Red is special. You special,
man. Hey, man, I'm just saying, if you're a poet, you be a poet. If you're an author, be an author. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. I touch myself. I touch myself when I think of you. Slow and easy, gliding motion. I thank you for this alternate universe you have allowed me to enter into, my escape from reality, my piece of peninsula, my private existence. Naked and bare, you're right there. Insertion, I await as my body quakes. Dancing to your groove, back and forth as we move. I touch myself as I think of you. Just to be near you, I'm there. I commit to going in. I close my eyes to bring to remembrance the warmth of your touch, the deliverance of your thrust. The thoughts of you begin to cloud my judgment, mount me and lift me. I utter a language unknown. Words, understanding are useless. As I bend to reach my feet, you extend your penis within my vagina walls. I touch myself when I think of you. A loud moan covers the room. You open the bathroom door, and you say, I've only been gone 5 minutes.
Okay, DV, what you think?
Man, you asked the wrong person. How you going to start with me? I am a poet. Hey, I'm going to be honest with y'all. When it comes to poetry, I am a poetry retard. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, well, let me say this then, because we got Mike as well.
But,
go ahead and say it. Go ahead.
But what I do think that you took it one step further than you did last poem. You know, now I'm considering, you know, going out to buy it. You know, before I was like, man, she don't want me to buy this book. You know, she just telling me this poem that she not really feeling. But now, you know, you put it into the consideration pile, because now you telling me how you felt when you wrote it, and you're presenting the imagery as such. So,
and what I got from it was this. This is what I got. I felt like you was an innocent little woman that was, like, maybe in college or high school, and you might have seen this older guy that you felt like you never been with him, but you want to. And you're looking at him from afar, and you're like, damn, I want you to touch me. I felt you touch me. It's like you were taking a fantasy of yourself, something you saw, of something that you want to happen because of the innocence that you had in your voice. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
That's what I saw. Now, that might not have been what you visualized when you were writing it. And, you know, I'm not trying to tell you what you were writing because it's your piece.
Right.
But that's why our delivery is important on how you get it, because the way you give it is, what, like I said, is what you want us to get from it.
Right.
So when you, what was you thinking when you wrote this yourself? What was your thought?
Well, on the same lines of what I was thinking, because it was a moment when I was thinking about how a situation could be, how much you know, you see somebody and you do want them. So, I mean, that's exactly what I was thinking about, because it was just me and my poem. I was just writing, but I was actually visualizing that, you know, damn, I want this person, you know, they eye candy, and this is how I feel. So, yeah.
Okay.
That's how I felt.
All right. But before we go any further, we got our male guest that's scheduled to be here is Mr. Warren. How are you doing this evening?
Hey, Rich Snapper, how are you?
How are you doing?
I'm good, I guess. I don't know. I've had to look at my driver's license a few times this evening to see whether or not I was old enough to listen to this kind of conversation.
Really? Interesting. If you don't know, then you need to hang up, brother.
I started to, because I felt like, well, maybe I walked into the wrong room.
Well, I hope you didn't feel that. I mean, really feel that way, because this is Grown Folks Radio, and a lot of people who come to this show understand that it's explicit, and we do talk shit, and it is hot. And it's not necessarily all about erotica or sexual, but most of the time it is, but not all the time. We talk about everything on this show. So can I tell us a little bit about you, Mr. Warren?
Let's see, I guess I've been writing professionally.
Well, tell us your whole name. Yeah, tell us your whole name and then get into that, because we want the audience to know.
My name is Mike Warren. I'm from Baltimore, Maryland. And I still currently live in Baltimore, Maryland. I've been writing professionally for about 8 years. I have 4 books out on the market now. The first one is called A Private Affair. The sequel to that was Sweet Swagger. The trilogy to that was Sir, Yes, Sir. And, of course, my newest book that just came out in January, which is called Just Make Him Beautiful.
Okay, so let me ask you, what makes you think that you're on the wrong show? Tell us that.
Well, no, I mean, I was, no. I was just joking.
I know you were, but I still want you to explain that because we want people to understand because all those titles you just read is goddamn erotic shit. So what makes you think you're on the wrong damn show?
Well, I guess because, you know, when it comes to those who are poets, you know, and they read or interpret their own poems, they do it themselves verbally. You know, now, as a writer, I was listening to you saying that when we write and we write a scene, whether it's sexual or whether or not it has to do with murder or whatever the case may be, you know, we write it in such a way where we want people to be able to actually visualize it. And,
that
you know,
is correct.
This is what we do. This is what I do.
Mm-hmm.
However, I'm not always reading my books like poets are. You know, our books are for other people to read them. Yes, when I go and do book signings and do book clubs and that sort of thing, yes, I do read an excerpt from my book periodically. But all in all, I write it in such a way where when people read it, they can be like a fly on the wall, and they are the ones that are reading it. So to come in on a conversation and hear women talking about eating my pussy and all of these things and suck my
I'm glad you put emphasis on pussy and shit. I'm glad you are my kind of guy. Because
you know,
eating pussy is the thing. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well,
go ahead.
You know, I can agree with that in a way, but if you know me and if you know my books, I prefer sucking a dick instead.
Well, then
right.
That's cool. That's your thing. But check this out. We also we got Miss Cotton here, who is a guest, and she's our poetry consultant. So, Cotton, you've been missing some good poetry. We have C. Temptation here. We have LaDonna, and we have Mr. Mike Warren, who is not a poet, but he writes books, novels, and he has his books. We're talking to him now because he just came in. And I apologize for bringing you in late, Mr. Warren. But like I said, say hello, Cotton.
Hello, everybody.
I just love her. So good. Now, see, Temptation is from Chicago.
I came in on the point where Mr. Warren was saying that, you know, us poets read our books all the time. That's not what we do, Mr. Warren.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
He said he likes
something.
Go ahead, Cotton, what you just said.
I said, I heard Mr. Warren say that, you know, unlike poets who read their books all the time, he writes novels, or what do you do?
That's what he does. Besides, something with dick, he said. I don't know. What did he say? He may have to explain that, something about sucking dick.
Well, I don't want to hear that part. I'm just trying to get to the point where, as poets, we don't always read our books all the time, because as poets, and when we perform, we have to memorize what we do, which means we can't have a book in our hand when we do it. See,
well, no, I'm sorry.
People that read excerpts have their books in front of them. A great poet don't have their book in front of them.
No, I mean, I didn't mean that. I didn't mean that as a poet,
oh,
you read your books. Because I know, I mean, I've I've heard many, many poets, you know, spit their work, you know, and I know they do it with passion, and they do it from memorization because they know their work, and they do it, and they perform it as though it's a performance, and it is, and I give them much credit for that. So when I said, you know, for poets to read their book, I don't mean literally they're out performing and reading their books. You know, they already know, you know, they already know, you know, what they're doing because they wrote it. You know, but I didn't mean it that way.
Okay.
I apologize.
I was clean that up because I was a little offended. I'm like, wait a minute, what did I? Are we poet bashing?
Oh, no, I don't poet bash at all because I give much credit for those poets that can spit their words the way they do. You know, and I've heard many of them do it, and they're damn good at doing it.
Oh, okay.
I just
want to
make sure
that.
I heard.
Thank
well,
you
we don't need to.
That
I ain't gonna say no more about what I thought
yes,
I heard.
Yes, you did hear that, but I don't know. That's not what you thought you heard. He said that, and we let's not revisit that section though.
Why not? I mean, it's my easy, but anyway,
let's get into
hey.
See Temptation. Let's get into See Temptation from Chicago because she. We want you. I know you got another poem that you want to give us, and then we're gonna get back to you, Mr. Warren. Because I'm sure he's going to read some of his stuff from his book. But let's get with you, Temptation, because you brought some hard shit here earlier. And my dick was semi-hard. Wasn't completely hard, but it was semi. So what you going to do for me? You got something else?
Oh, yeah, I got something else. So I have another piece. It's also from book two, also, Strictly Erotica. Now, how I came up with the concept of this, I was at home one day, and I'm a Janet Jackson fan. And she had a song, she sung a song on off her Demita Joe CD called Moist. So I was just sitting there just kind of brainstorming, and I said, well, if she could do the song version, I said, why can't I do a poetic version? So I just, you know, and that's when the words just came to me and started flowing.
Okay.
Okay.
So are you going to spit this, or are you, as someone has said, spit it, or are you going to read it, or how are you going to bring it?
I'm going to use my, I'm going to do just like you said, just use my vivid imagination. I'm going to let you be the judge of it, because my thing is poetry is all about freedom of speech, freedom of expression, and yes, this is National Poetry Month, so I'm just going to make it, I'm just going to do what I know how to do. And if anybody
okay.
can handle it, they can sit their asses down somewhere.
Bring it. I want you to bring it.
Get a little music going on here.
Oh, you got some music? Okay.
I got the song Moist playing right now as we speak. You probably can't hear it, but it helps me kind of get into the flow.
Well, I can play some music if you like. You want me to play something for you?
I got my own. I
got some Janet Jackson here. I don't know. I mean, I don't have that song you're talking about, though. No, you want Moist. You want Moist? Well, I don't have Moist. I got that other one she did called Scene Ooh Baby, Love Scene. I got that.
Nah. Well, but that's okay. I got my own, though. I said I'm
okay.
going to give a little bit of pizzazz to it.
Well, I'm hoping we can hear it. I'm hoping we can
right.
hear the music because it's going to be good with the music in the background. Okay.
What? That's it. I'm standing in the middle of this dark, candlelit room, gazing into your eyes, feeling as hot as my heart begins to race. You're admiring how I'm dressing so sexy with a tape made of black silk and soft erotic lace. Baby, I feel your chocolate soft lips kissing all over my body, and you're only listening to my soft feminine voice. While my body is quivering from your erotic foreplay, ooh, shit, my dark love tone is beginning to get sticky and very moist. It is something about your strong hands and special touch that makes my body steamy and real hot. Damn, baby, don't stop kissing me. Shit, please lick and suck me around my clit. Yes, that's definitely the right spot. I want to feel your strong manhood deep inside my soft womanhood. I want it to the point that I just want to pant, scream, and rejoice. Every thrust and stroke that you give me, it will make me release to a level of passion, wetness, and you will feel my juicy moist. I want you to set me down so hard. I want to leave our bed with a juicy sex. Every position that we do,
The only thing I want you to do is make this hot, wet pussy rain. After all night of erotic lovemaking, I want us to say, shit. The night was simply sexy, desirable, and it's just off the chain. I love it when you suck, when I suck on your love stick, your mind just float into a daze. You're at the point where you think about the gift of an erotic woman and will be honored with her highest level of praise. Baby, let's just sit back, have a cocktail, even smoke a blunt, and just get blazed. My sweet, sexy lover, you have mad sweet skills when it comes to pleasing a woman, leaving her so hot, juicy, and wet. You will have her to come back for more of your sweet manhood. Wow, such magic. Yeah, I bet. He has the touch with his strong hands and hot tongue, teasing her while listening to her sweet, soft voice, satisfying with your erotic magic, leaving her so juicy and so moist. That's it.
All right, Miss Cotton. Are you there?
Yes, I am here.
I want you to comment.
I mean, what do you want me to say?
Tell us what you think.
Okay. I'm sorry.
You are a consultant. We have to go by what you say, sweetheart, because you are a consultant. We had to do that when you wasn't here. And we gave some good advice, but we want you to give it, okay?
What is her
name?
Why
are you trying to be brand new? You being brand new on me tonight. What's going on?
Anyway. I'm not being brand new. I just...
She's from Chicago. Her name is C. Temptation.
That's right.
C-Temptation. Okay, C-Temptation. I always enjoy the words of some of the poets that come on. I enjoy your words. I think the thing that I'm just always looking for, and I feel like I'm doing like an American Idol thing or something, but...
you are.
I just feel like I'm missing. I always feel like I'm missing the passion behind what some of the poets give. And I think for what you were doing, because you were reading from the book,
I'm trying to feel my words and trying to get into the flow of it, you know, and I want whoever my listeners are to kind of feel me as well and make sure we all are on one accord.
Exactly. That's what we want to feel.
Right.
That's what I was missing from you.
You know, it's not like I'm trying to sound plastic, but, you know, I try to, you know, anytime I write or try to, you know, bring it, then I try to keep it real with everybody.
Do you perform?
I haven't, but I will be doing that very soon now that I have this book out.
Okay.
Do you mind if I just give you to say something? I don't want to offend anybody, because when we write as poets, we don't really want to be critiqued necessarily. Everybody can't handle it. But I do want to say that when you do give what you give, like with that, especially like with that piece right there, it was based around Janet Jackson, and she's very sensual type of woman. You literally give it like you got the man in front of you, and you about to do him right now. Like that's what I mean. A woman came on and she did some poetry once, and I asked her, has she ever dated a woman? And ironically, she had, but I wasn't asking for my own personal reasons. I was asking because I wanted her to pretend like I was one that she was interested in, and she wanted to seduce me.
Wow.
She ran.
You know, because, she never came back.
She didn't come back. She jumped off the phone.
Oh, wow.
The ideal is to, when you're standing in front of, or whether you stand, whether they can see you or not, you want them to, like you just said, feel what you were feeling when you wrote that piece. which means you got to come way deep down from that place. And when you're standing in front of people, the hardest thing to do is to, for some, is to give that bedroom seduction, sensual side of you, sexy side of you, while people are standing and looking in your face. I don't know. I don't know if that would be difficult for you, but that's what you want to give for it, for a piece like that.
Okay. I think that was good. See, and like I said, just remember, this show is not designed to ridicule you or put you down. We want you to be successful, okay? And that's why we nothing to do with putting you down. You know, when you leave here, you continue to go forth and do great things. You know, I know this is probably not what you're looking for. I know we do interviews. We do interviews, okay, on this show.
Eventually.
So I just don't want you to think that we're here to critique you and just dog you because we, you know, we fucked up or whatever.
Oh, wow.
We're not doing that. We're here to help you.
But at the same time, we don't want to lie to you either. We don't want to lie.
Right, because
a
lot of shows do that.
You get up in front of the audience, and then your audience is not as receptive as we were telling you were. And then that one person walks up and says, you know, I said, well, why? You know, and then you think back, well, why didn't they tell me that X, Y, and Z before I got up on this stage live in front of all these people? And,
well,
you know,
absolutely.
What I'm saying? So,
but you
absolutely
hit it right in the head. It's like that American Idol audition where they send the people who they know can't do nothing in front of the judges, and then they're like, well, my family told me I can sing, and we all know that's a lie. You know what I'm saying? But the thing is when the hardest thing about poetry is you have to practice, and refine. So even after you've written your poetry, you have to go in front of an audience to see if they can feel the same way that you felt. And if they like, oh, you know, it's okay, then you refine. Or even better yet, you take it to a different audience to see how they feel. Because you really ultimately want people to understand where you're coming from. If you're mad, then they need to hear it in the words that you choose. If you are in love, then they need it in the tone and the sound of your voice. You see what I'm saying? It's about perfecting that imagery.
Okay.
Yep, absolutely. Now, our other guest that was here disappeared, so I don't know if he's coming back or not.
Oh, he ain't coming back.
That happens. That
you know
on this show?
Because he felt like already he just came through and somebody was ganging up on him, and I felt kind of bad for him. He's like, I just got on this line, and y'all dogging me out.
Well, he came on starting all this bullshit like he thought he was on the wrong show. I asked him what makes him think so. Then he came out with his dick sucking shit. I didn't know he was one of them. I mean, you know, I didn't know that's what he likes.
Ooh, you took it there, Red. I ain't even taking it there with you, man.
And you know, I ain't supposed to say that. I'm sorry, one of them. Let me rephrase because I know this is Word Sexy Radio, and everybody's going. They'll be talking about me tomorrow.
Yeah, for real.
Know that he was gay, which it doesn't matter. We don't judge nobody on the show.
Right.
But the way he felt, I guess he felt offended. But he came out with this "I sub dick" shit. I mean,
ain't
nothing
wrong with that. You say I eat pussy.
Well,
you say
see,
every show.
But the reason why he said that is because we was talking about a lot of pussy, and he wanted us to know that I must be on the wrong show because
he had preference.
I sub dick.
He like weenie. All right.
So he's strictly dickly, which is weird for a guy. But anyway, that's his thing. Okay. But I didn't mean to run him off, so that happens.
So wait, so you saying it's okay to have a double standard? If we get a woman on here who's like, man, I love pussy. You like, man,
no,
that's hot.
But I'm not saying it's a double standard. I'm not saying it at all. I didn't tell him to leave. He could be back. He might come back. I was getting ready to interview him, but the brother left. So I just want everybody to understand that we're not prejudiced on this show against no race or any preference of sexual preference. You do what you want to do, okay?
Man, I had some questions.
That's fine.
What
now,
did,
we
had, I mean,
also
what
had somebody else drop.
It
was four books, and I guess it was about that kind of thing. But anyway,
he's
gone. And now we have another person just dropped. Hopefully I didn't offend them. So, you know, I don't know what
to
say.
Well, by
the
lack of female voices, we don't know who it is.
All right, they're back. Okay, area code 773.
That was me. dropped. I had disconnected the call by accident. I came back.
I see you back. I want to make sure because I don't want to offend nobody else with.
No. That was my
I'm licking ass, I guess that means that's bad too. I'm licking ass, okay? You know, I guess that ain't right either. So I mean, I don't know. Anyway.
So, I'm sorry. Tell me your poet name again. I'm sorry.
The Temptation.
Ladies.
I'm gonna write that down.
It's LaDonna Cotton.
Why no?
LaDonna Cotton.
Wow.
No, it's LaDonna.
I know. I know LaDonna. I was trying to.
Yeah. Right.
The Temptation. So, The Temptation.
Okay. Right.
Do you know where The Temptation? Do you know where North Damon is?
Yes. Uh huh.
So on this Friday coming up, we have an open mic where we're featuring two Bobs and Bobs, but the open mic is open to anybody. If you want to go down and do some practicing on your and try out the crowd, it starts at 7.
I asked her if she ever heard of you and GPA, and she that's when she went off on me about the sexual shit and started going that way about how much. And I'm just saying this not to get on you. Don't take this offensive. I gotta be funny because you came on with I'm the one that has all the experience. You said, and I'm saying it in my own words. Did you not say I'm the experienced one here? And then I came back with my 14 books and shit. And then you kind of slipped back a little bit, but it's okay. We understand you don't want all experience. I'm just playing with you. Don't take me serious.
Don't feel bad.
Don't get upset.
Guess what?
Don't get mad.
We all got to toot our own horn. You know what I'm saying? Because ain't nobody going to toot it for us.
That's right.
So we got to do it for ourselves.
You know, it's okay. Well, we got area code 215. Now, look, area code 251, do not hang up if you don't have nothing to say. I'm going to turn the mic on. Do not run. Do you have anything that you'd like to say, area code 251? Nothing? Are you just listening? Okay, good. Don't say anything then. That's good. All right, I'm going to leave you out. Okay. All right, now getting back to you, Ms. Temptation. You know, if I didn't like you, I wouldn't even be saying shit to you. I'd be like, you know, I would have turned your mic off when you said that if I was offended by that. But I was not. So I got to mess with you because you're here and you're doing your thing. And both of y'all, LaDonna, both you and Temptation, y'all are doing well. So please don't feel like we're dogging you. I have to keep saying that.
No.
You're not doing bad. But this is what this show is about. We do things like this. We help people.
Right.
And in the second hour, we're going to be talking sexual. And y'all welcome to stay for that because we're going to have a subject that we talk about, a relationship subject, and we're going to talk about it in about 6 minutes. So you're welcome to stay for that. But go ahead, Cotton. You had something you had to say.
So see Temptation, if you want to go down to, it's 5306 North Damon Avenue. It's called Let Them Eat Chocolate. Is the place. It's a nice little place that serves chocolate and ice cream and lattes and things like that. So, but the open mic is called Poetry's Love Letter, and it's every second Friday of the month. So if you don't make it this Friday, you can try for next month or just whenever you want to go down. It's free to go in, so it's no charge at the door or anything.
Is there a way that you
can
email me that information?
I sure can. Do you want to email inbox me on Facebook or I'm giving my email address, or you can give me yours, either way.
Right. My email address is ctemptation@foepoetry.com.
Oh, I'm sorry, at what?
Right, at foepoetry.com. That's F as in freedom, O as in all, E for expression, poetry.com.
Okay, I'll email it to you so you can check it out whenever you get ready.
I'm printing out and I can be able to walk there and see what they're talking about.
Yeah, you can go down and try some of your moist out on.
see what I'm talking about?
Wow.
So what happened?
Oh.
What just happened? Did I really fuck him up? I mean, I just want to know. Was I wrong? Was I rude? I want y'all to tell me. This is a chance that you'll get to do this. It doesn't happen all the time. But I want to know, if you felt like I offended this individual because he ran.
Well, I mean, it's probably better to just ask him if he was offended.
Right.
Because I don't.
Well, I wish I could because he's not here, and I would love to ask him that.
No, I'm saying, isn't he
like
on
later?
He
no.
Called in at random or something?
No, he was supposed to have been scheduled to be here, but, you know, it's fine. Yeah. I can do that, but I'm not going to do that because he should have been.
Is LaDonna, are you doing poetry?
Yeah, she did, too.
She did some poetry, but you were like you always do, Cotton.
Ooh. Well, you're going in on everybody tonight, huh?
But I love her. That's why. No, she's going to do
another. This is like the Swiss boot of justice. Like, damn.
Cotton, let me ask you this, because the next segment is usually your question. We got 4 minutes left in this one. Would you like to hear one more poem from her, or do you want us to go into the segment that you?
I want to hear.
So what are we going to do about the segment of
Wait. Before you go into that, LaDonna has been such a great supporter of what it is that I do that I absolutely love. I've never met her before, and I can't wait to meet her. We're going to see each other, I believe,
Yay.
In June, right? In June.
Yes.
And I enjoy the support that she gives because she gives great support. She actually took a picture with her holding my book and posted it on Facebook, on my page.
Okay, well, I saw that, and that's why I did see that, and that's why I liked it when I saw it. I pushed like, and I also thought she was pretty as well, and that's why I feel bad about telling her some of these things that I'm saying, but I want her to learn, because
we
want you all to be successful.
Right. I mean, I've even told Cotton before that I didn't want to, like, do any CDs or perform yet because I wasn't ready. So, I mean, I came on as a good sport, but I'm practicing, so I'm good.
But it's all good. You're not spoken words,
right.
So that's good.
No, I mean, I'm not.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me see. One more before
okay.
I go.
Okay, wait a minute. Go ahead, Cotton.
I was just going to say real quick, this is where you have other authors supporting other authors, and this is why I brought this up, because she's another author, and she takes time to support other authors. She has her own thing going on. She has a bachelor's degree. She's got children. She's got work. She's got her own self that she has to promote, and she still takes the time to support other authors and what it is that they're doing. And I think that she's one of those people that we all, if we're not doing it, need to look at her and say, well, at least she's taking the time to support another author when she could really just be supporting and promoting herself.
And I applaud her for that. But I think that everyone on this show, that are hosts on this show, does that, right?
I do. I know I do.
Well, don't you think I do?
Well, that's why we're all on Word Sexy. Because, you know, I mean, you're like the foundation of a lot of us knowing each other right now. You know that, right?
Absolutely. And I do that all the time. I don't even tell people about my own books. I don't even push my books
exactly.
Like I should.
We ain't going to talk about that because I've got to know about that. That's not a good thing.
Yeah. But the thing is, you know, I think DV is a great supporter of other authors as well. We all do that here. But we want to push that out
right.
to other mainstream authors as well as
other
those
people.
That are coming, up-and-coming authors and those that are self-published, or what I would like to say, not self-published, but I like to say indie authors, you know, independent authors and that are doing their thing. Because there's so many ways to publish now. You don't have to go through that mainstream like we used to before. But a lot of those people still are trying to hold on to that, those that are in the mainstream. And I'm not dogging them because a lot of them are my friends. But what I'm saying is some of them still don't look at us as being real. So that's the reason why I want to push and help others.
But we are.
If you publish a book, you're real. I don't care if it's garbage, but it's still you published a book. You know, we want it to be better. let's just be real about it.
Them,
I mean.
Right.
Go ahead, Cotton.
A lot of them are doing it in hopes to get something out of it. People like you, me, and LaDonna we do it in DV, we do it unselfishly just because we want to see the other person be successful.
You're right, because I'm not charging you. I'm not charging you.
It.
You're right, because I'm not charging you $75 an hour to or a session to tell you how to publish when you can go out there.
Right.
I mean, I understand
right.
we want
right.
you to go out there and research and find out yourself, but there are some authors out there that is charging you for that information.
Mm-hmm.
That
yes.
is true.
Yes,
that is
they
true.
Are.
You're right.
They're charging you to promote. They're charging you to promote if you want to come on
right.
their show. They want to charge
they
you
even
for
charge
that.
You for reviews. They're charging
yeah.
you for reviews.
Right.
You want to be reviewed?
You
we'll review you for $100 or $200 or whatever. Yeah,
right.
you're right. So you
pay
for a 5-star review.
Suck.
Or they might even
say $100, your books suck.
Right.
right.
I appreciate you saying that, Cotton, because sometimes we do forget that we, you know, what we do. And a lot of times people, that's why I'm glad people support Word Sensei and they do come on. I mean, even though we talk a lot of shit on here, we do help people. My thing is you know, it's not about me bragging about how many books. You wouldn't know how many books I wrote today unless you researched me if it had not come up tonight because of people saying what they did. So I had to, you know, toot my horn because everybody else was tooting their damn tubas and shit. But, you know, it's okay. my thing is, it's not about me, which I know I need to make it about me sometimes, but I haven't. You know, but I want y'all to be successful. That's the reason why we're here. That's why we exist. On this radio show.
Thank
it's
you.
Not really. And we like to talk shit about sex and stuff. We do.
Thank
and
you.
Hopefully, in the
one
next
time.
58 minutes, we're going to. And I'm going to give everybody a chance. You can tell them how to get your books. And then we're going to go into the second segment, which I hope Cotton has a subject for us this evening.
Remember,
so, what we're going to do right now, that's right, we're continuing from last week, aren't we?
Yes, and
we're
about to give us another piece.
Okay, she's going to give us a piece. And then after she gives us a piece, we're going to go ahead. Piece of, yeah, that sounds good, though. She's going to give us a piece.
I knew it was coming.
Anyway,
I tried
anyway.
To not laugh. I tried not to laugh.
You know, hey, she's going to give us a piece. But anyway, but after she gives us a piece, let y'all tell people how they can get your books if they want you to do a book sign. And then we're going to get into the continuous of the subject of last week, which was Tano to remind us again what it was. I remember, but I want her to redo that. Okay, so LaDonna, please bring us one.
Okay, when I finish this piece, I'll give my things, but I'm going to have to go because mother duty calls. I got to go get my kids. So
okay, baby, we understand.
It's called A Perfect Night, and this is not in the book. This was just something I was writing, Perfect Night. Deep, deep, long sigh coming from breathless chords as I moan on a continuum, signifying satisfaction. Laying on my back as my legs float in the air, bending forward and backward, body movement, we explore countless sexual positions in our minds combined. Long, passionate kiss that feels releases a spark as his tongue gently touches every inch of my body from head to toe. My mind escapes the moment and ecstasy takes over.
And
an overdrive of passionate desires, clinging to each other as if it is our last. Slow motion, luring my senses with tender touches, massages your muscles, getting attention to every aspect. He covers my body with lotion, glistening with shine, caught by surprise. Just when I thought the perfect night was done, enticed by arrival, we begin again. Propped in a chair, I straddle up and ride again.
Damn. See, that was the shit.
Thanks.
That was
okay.
the shit.
Thank
you. And you know what made that the shit? It wasn't even how you delivered it. It was the wording that you used.
Okay. Well, you can get my book.
Thank you. Thank you. That was hot.
Go ahead and tell them how to get your books and stuff. Okay.
I publish with Exhibris.com, so it's on www.exhibris.com. But also, I have some on my website, which is www.LaDonnaMarieBooks.com. You can also get in contact with me on Twitter at LMB_poetry, and on Facebook, it's www.facebook.com/LaDonnaMC.
Okay. Yeah, I know you got to go, but you think you'll be interested in coming back on Word Sexy Radio?
Sure. Sure,
why are you giggling? Back. Why are you giggling? You didn't think you didn't think he was gonna come back?
She's like, no.
No, right, DB, no.
You don't want to come back? Okay,
yeah, I'll come back.
You don't want to come back?
I listen. Like sometimes I listen. I listen all the time to like all of the shows, even when Cotton and GPA are on Sundays. But it's my kids, and I told Cotton before they're up at this time. Sometimes I try to put them to sleep. And they're up. I try to do it every night before we get on. But I just listen. So, yeah, I'll come back on.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for coming on the show. We appreciate your time. And thank you for letting us help you out with a little critique or whatever. But like I said, it wasn't to hurt you or harm you. It was just to give you, you know, just some awareness of what you're doing so that you can perfect yourself. And that's what we do. We do that for ourselves. We do it for others. And we do it for you. Okay? So we thank you.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you,
Donna. Take care.
Bye.
Okay, so our only guest that's left now is Miss Temptation. And what we're going to do right now is we're going to, Temptation, are you available to stay or are you gone?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, we want you to stick around because we're going to be talking to Subject Cotton. What's the subject again?
What do men want?
Not herpes.
Okay. Not gonorrhea or syphilis.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And
the opposite of those.
And C-Temptation,
yes.
Red, and DV have to give us and tell us what they want as men.
Shit, I don't know.
That's where we start. That's where we started.
You want us to tell what we want? Okay, I'll go ahead and I'll bite. Today, because every day is different for me. Today, what I want is a woman that I can spend time with, that I can, and what I mean by time, not just sexually, but in traveling and doing things.
And sexually.
And sexually, of course. So I want to fuck. We want to do that. We want to eat and do all those things. But what I also would like to do is have someone that I can, you know, like I said, travel with and do things with and not necessarily have to say we're in a relationship. But if we do get to that point, then that's fine. But my thing is this, just being able to take time out with someone and get to know them and learn them and do all those things without pressure is what I'm looking for. A lot of people want to do these things, but they want to, how can I say this? When you have sex with someone, or when you make love to somebody, or whatever you want it to be, I'm just not one of those people that do it halfway. So I'm gonna give you, and I get in trouble sometimes for this when you get the full Nelson. I'll just say this: if it's a woman that, or someone that you don't want to be with, don't give them the full Nelson, because if you do, then they'll be hanging around and you'll be trying to get rid of me again. But anyway, look, it's like this. I'm just looking for someone that I can spend time with and grow with. And I need them to have something to bring to the table as well as I am bringing something to the table. And not necessarily, well, I want them to be monetarily set and all that, not being needy where I have to do things in that manner. But we should be able to be set financially and to be able to go forth and do the things we want to do and be happy with each other, not having to worry about, okay, I got to do all this for you. I got to do all this. I got to get your hair done and all this shit, you know. That's me right now today. Tomorrow could be something else. TV?
Man, I can probably tell you the things that I don't want more than I could, the things that I do.
Well, tell us that then.
You put it pretty eloquently, Red, but I'm going to say it like this. Sometimes when it comes to women, I never go in with what I expect them to be, but I do go in with what I will not accept from them. You know what I'm saying? So, like, when it comes to intellect, I don't want anybody that I can't have an open conversation with. That,
there you go.
You know, who I can't talk about pros and cons. Because, look, you know, in order to
be
better.
Yeah,
we'll breathe it hard. That's what I'm saying. Like, you know, stop. You're making me nervous.
Somebody breathing hard. Are they jacking off or something?
Wow.
It's not me. Sorry, go ahead.
Hey, after you dogged old boy, you know, I hope it's not you. I was like, you hit
me. No, it ain't me. It ain't me. Trust me. Don't say that.
No, but, you know, the major things that I look for, somebody, number one, that I can talk to, pros, cons, whatever. You know, I can't be a better person for you if you're not telling me what I'm doing wrong and vice versa. How can I be a better man for you and you're not letting me know the things that I could be doing right?
Oh, we got to guess it.
Right. You know, I'm way past, you know, that teenage stage where I have to read your mind in order to find out what you want. We are both grown, so I don't see the point in me trying to guess. So, you know, that's number one. Number two will always be somebody who can't laugh. If, you know, I've been around women who just don't laugh. Instead of laughing, they're like, that's funny. You know what I'm saying? Like, for real, you don't laugh, you just say that's funny. I hate
that. Yeah,
it's crazy.
I
wish they get under my skin.
Right, yeah.
You'd be like, that was funny. You know, it's like, oh my God. You know, so I run into people like that. They'd be like,
yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
That's really funny. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Well, what,
like, do
why
you
are
ever
you
laugh?
Laughing then?
That's what I'm saying. Number three, you know.
Well, don't take her to the comedy spot.
But that's what I'm saying.
That would be horrible.
Yeah, but, you know, whenever you take somebody to the comedy place, they recite the joke back to you like you didn't hear it. Like, yeah, that's true. That does happen. That does happen to me. Oh, my God. I'm like, get away from me. 3 feet, please.
Wow.
The last thing that's very important. I'm not superly health conscious, but I don't want somebody who is not, you know, who I'm be burying in 10 to 15 years because of weight or
well,
you know,
you're eating like a motherfucker and don't give
right.
a damn.
You know what I'm saying? And but it's not even so much as that,
it's not
they,
about
that
you
you're
a
big.
No.
It's not even so much as that you're big. It's that I want somebody to be around for the long haul. You know what I'm saying? I don't want you dropping dead in the next 10 years. So, you know, at this point in my life, I have to be a little more conscious of everything that I eat. I don't want, you know, if you got a big appetite, so what? You know what I'm saying? But as long as you out there at least trying to exercise or putting forth some effort, then you cool with me.
Or going to the doctor to see if there's things going on
right.
so that you can,
and,
you know,
you know,
be aware
because,
and do something about it.
Right, because, like, I met people with diabetes who eat anything and everything knowing that they shouldn't be. You know, so you already thinking, like, how much of their leg they're going to have to cut off and what kind of wheelchair looks nice with you know, with their wardrobe. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I'm constantly aware of these things. And besides, you know, I kind of don't want to expose my son to somebody who is only going to be around for, you know, 10, 15 years. You know, somebody that he's growing fond of and, you know, we couldn't keep alive. So we backward, you know, back to square one. So,
Jamie,
I mean,
let me ask you a question real quick.
What's up?
I didn't want to cut you off. Go ahead and finish your statement, and I'm going to ask you this question.
No, that was pretty much the end of it. You know, I don't ask for much, but those are the kind of things that are absolutes.
How do you feel about a woman that loves to caress and feel on you all the time? How do you feel about that? Does that annoy you, or is that something that you can deal with? I mean, or, you know, are they doing this, like, lightly touching you, rubbing you? Maybe they might want to massage your feet or something, or, you know, they always want to touch you. I mean, when you're in the bed and playing with your dick, they're doing all, what do you feel about that? How do you feel about that? When you're out in public, they're rubbing your
mind
ass,
so
they're all on you, you know,
okay.
They might
because
rub
you
your
know
hair
why?
Your hair.
Because I'm the exact opposite. Like, I am not the huggy and, you know, public display of affection, so I need somebody who's going to be that opposite. You see what I'm saying? Because if
that's
if
good.
I'm
that's
not
a good answer because I don't hear that. Sometimes people that feel that way don't want that.
No,
so
you know what? Like, I tried to be with somebody who was not affectionate, and then neither one of us was affectionate. So, you
so
know,
y'all
that kind of ruined
each
that.
Other. Y'all
right.
just looking at each other and shit like, well, who's touching who?
No,
shit, I don't know.
Like, you know, you okay. just kind of looking at each other in bed like, so you horny? Yeah, but I don't feel like doing nothing. Oh, okay, me either, dude.
Well, how are we going to start this shit? I guess.
Okay. we just gonna look at each other, and that's just going to have to do for it. But what I'm saying is, in that aspect, I need somebody who's going to be my opposite. I don't need somebody who's going to be clingy, but touchy-feely, I don't mind because – that's not how.
Because there's a difference in clingy. There's a difference in clingy and touchy feely. That is
like,
true.
Right. I show affection differently. You know, touching and feeling and hugging and kissing. You know, okay, hugging and kissing, I show affection. But when it comes
okay,
to touching
well,
all the time and stuff like that,
well,
it's not
well,
something I'm used to. You know what I'm saying?
And you brought up kissing. What about kissing? One thing I cannot stand, and you answer what men want, so we're giving you these answers. A sloppy ass
oh
kisser, tongue all over the place.
Oh my God! You know the kind of girl
shit.
To get your nose wet with
I
her
hate
tongue.
That shit. Yeah,
I've been there. Been there.
Oh,
been there.
Terrible
like,
shit. Terrible
oh,
shit.
Man, you think
just
you
no,
had
no.
it
no.
I kissed a girl who pinched her lips so tight that I didn't think she was gonna be able to get her tongue through it. You know what I'm saying? It's like, how you gonna kiss with pinched lips and call that a kiss? I just don't get it.
Maybe she didn't want your tongue because you got some people that. They're allergic to that shit. They still want it. When I mean allergic, not physically. They just don't want. They don't know how to kiss, or they
right.
don't know what the, how to do it.
Well,
I mean,
and that was the kicker. When I was like, "Look, man, you know, there's nothing wrong. Look, there's nothing wrong with you loosening up your lips." She took it as a personal offense that I was accusing her of not knowing how to kiss.
Well,
you know
were.
What I'm saying? Well, yeah, but I was doing it nicely.
Yeah, well, you were. She
know,
didn't know how. No, I,
you know, because
I'm
not the type
women.
Of person to be like, you can't kiss for shit. Now, what you need to do, you know, because that would be wrong. That would get me punched in the
right,
face.
Right, that'd be wrong. But
so,
I've kissed some people. I've kissed women, and I've had all kinds of kisses. But I kissed this one woman one time. Oh, my goodness. She was just perfect.
Yeah.
I can't say it no other way.
Oh, that was fun.
I mean, the kiss was just perfect. And I'm still thinking about that motherfucking kiss.
Yeah, like, you know what?
That shit got me fucked up right now.
Look
I'm
at
thinking
you.
About
you
it right now.
You catch a flashback.
I'm just saying.
Go
I'm
ahead.
Just saying.
We're going to give you 10 minutes alone, some alone time.
Damn that shit. I mean, that shit was like, that shit still got me. I'm still gone over that. But anyway, so...
But,
that's basically what we want as men, but all men don't want the same things, ladies.
Right.
So there's different things that men want. You know, they might want a woman that ain't going to do nothing, that want to lay around the house. I don't want a woman that don't have nothing to do. I mean, there's one woman that was trying to get with me, and you know, I don't know. I've had different women that try to get with me with different things, but I just don't want anybody that don't have any, that don't want to do anything. I want you to be able to have, if it's nothing but a hobby or something that you want to do, I want you to be able to get into something, not just waiting on me all the time for things to happen. You know, my second wife was like that. She always would wait on me to, you know, she didn't want to do nothing, but she didn't want to drive, she didn't want to do shit, she was waiting on me. Well, I don't want a woman that need me that much, that she can't go to the store and shit, or you can't do nothing because you waiting on me. What if I fall over, God forbid, what if I fall over? Then what the fuck you going to do?
Right.
You know, I mean... I just, you know, I don't want that.
Like, I've been humble before. Wow.
You know,
I've been
I want
humble
you to be self-sufficient,
many, many
but I want you to, yeah, I want you to be self-sufficient, but I also want you, I do want you to need me. Don't get me wrong. I want you to need me, but I don't want you to need me in so much of a place that you're incapacitated if I'm not around. How did you survive before I came into your life? You know, was your mother doing all this shit for you like hers was? Or, you know, what was it? You know, I want you to be able to bring something to the table. And when we say that, we don't mean just money. You know,
right.
Laughter, friendship, you know,
something
advice.
That I can't get
or listening,
right.
Something that you're listening to me, you know. Even if you don't say nothing, no opinion, just, you know, those are things we talk about bringing to the table.
But see, I think sometimes some women don't, or some people, period, don't realize that that they do need to bring something to the table, no matter what, no matter if he got $1 million and he can take care of himself and you and your mom and everybody else, you still need to bring something to the table because nobody
Absolutely.
Wants somebody who's doing nothing. you know.
That's right.
Because together we're supposed to be conquering the world, so to speak, and moving forward. But if you're only moving forward on what he or what she has, you're really not going nowhere. Because then that person who's doing all the work is going to find somebody who's willing to work with them and
with
push
them.
You out the door.
Right.
Absolutely. Like in my last marriage, okay, I've been married a few times, Miss Temptation, so don't judge a brother. But anyway,
you
my
got
thing is this. The last marriage that I was in, the woman didn't want to support me in my writing. She said I was degrading women because I'm writing about sex. How can I do that when I have daughters? You know, things like that. I mean, even if you don't agree with what the person is doing, you still should support them and don't down them. She was telling people, don't buy my books. That
Ooh.
Shit is that
yeah.
terrible. Don't do that. I mean, yeah, she's saying shit like that. Don't buy those books
like
because they're nasty. That? Don't do this. This was supposed to be my wife doing this, okay?
Man, you know what? In that aspect, in that, I would just like, if writing about sex is a bad thing, then having sex with you is even worse. I'm
well,
not
she
just
even had the audacity to ask me, am I writing about the sex we're doing, which we weren't fucking at all. We hadn't fucked in 3 years. Anyway, what the fuck am I going to write about us for? About us not having sex? About me jacking off and shit because you don't want to give me none? Or how I go out here and fuck with bitches in a strip club? I'm talking about my business. But anyway.
You know what I'm saying, like for real.
But I'm just saying, you know, you got to support your mate.
Yeah.
But
should.
Not only that.
So those are things we're looking for. We're looking for those things. Now, I don't know if all men are looking for that. Now, this is what me and DV are looking for. So we're different than most guys. A lot of guys out there don't want shit. They may not want that much. They might just want, I just wanted to suck my dick. Now, he's fucked up. He's shallow.
Mm.
But that's all he wants. And there's some women that don't suck dick.
Like,
can you live with that? Can you love her if she doesn't? You know, there's a lot of things, you know. Niggas don't want to eat pussy. We'll put it on the man, too. Don't want to eat no pussy, but he want his woman to suck his dick all day long. You know, is that fair?
Yes. No, I'm lying. I'm lying. But, no, but one of my cousins, on his Facebook page, he has this picture of Bill Cosby, and Bill Cosby is basically saying, women don't want to hear what you have to say. They only want to hear what they have to say in a deeper voice. And every time I see that, I laugh. Because one of the things that I'm kind of narcissistic about is intelligence, you know. And sometimes, you know, I have a habit of always being right or always wanting to be right. You know what I'm saying? And I know it's wrong. And
really,
I understand
baby.
That. Yes, really.
Okay. We know that.
But there's nothing that I can't stand less than, you know, somebody who's wrong and they have to be right. So just because you're right, they have to be right. You know what I'm saying? Like everything
right.
you say, they contradict you just so they can be right. And I've been around people like that, and I am the most depressed, and I can't even be around those type of people. I was dating this girl a few years ago. It was, you know, potential wife material, but that was her persona. She was like, "Well, you're always right, so I'm just going to ignore anything that you say." And if I said something, she was like, "Well, I'm going to look it up to
Bless
make sure
you.
It's right." You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Yeah,
and I like now, really if you know if I said the sky was blue, she's like, "Well, I need to do research on that because I don't think it's blue."
Well, you know something? Okay, that's crazy. Okay, but let me go back to something I said a few minutes ago about the dick sucking thing. Okay, you got to make sure you know how to do this shit. Just like if you want the man to know how to eat your pussy, you got to make sure you know how to suck dick if you want him to stick around. If that's something he likes, because I'm gonna tell you right now.
Well, you better tell
I mean,
you
if
do
you
it.
Don't fucking know how to do it, you better learn, because don't be on some dick if you don't know how to do the shit. Same thing with pussy eating. If you don't know how to do that shit, don't be down there trying to play around and spitting and, you know, learn. Find out what she wants. What she wants, find out.
With everything that comes with knowing another person, you have to be humbled. Because there was times where I was with a girl who told me I couldn't kiss. So we spent days and hours practicing kissing. There was a girl that I was with that was like, that's not how you go down on me. So we practiced going down on her. You know, I am not too humble to get it right. You know what I'm saying? But it has to be reciprocal. You know, you can't just be like, well, just because I'm a woman, I do all things right to a man. No, it doesn't work that way.
No, you can't. You can't think that.
Okay, chat room, I am still on the sucking thing. I am. So. The chat room is on me about being on the sucking thing. Okay, look, I'm sorry. I mean, it ain't that I like that I'm so into dick being sucking. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Cotton. The chat room is going off on me. I just had to, you know.
You're in trouble. I just want to point out that I am very touchy-feely. Very touchy-feely. So I know for myself that if you don't want me to touch you, we cannot date. We can't at all, not even a little bit. But, yeah, I'm a very touchy-feely person. The other thing I wanted to add is where's C. Temptation at? Is she still on the phone?
We're going to get her to comment here in a second.
I wanted to ask her what she thought, because she's the guest. Ask her what she thought about what you guys did.
Before she gives her opinion, I must say, Cotton, I got to iterate this again. The person who I got that kiss from, I'm telling you, that shit still got me fucked up today.
Oh, wow.
I just want you to know that.
You brought it up. What did she do that was so exciting?
Well, it wasn't wet. It was soft, but it was still stiff at the same time, if that makes sense. And it was they took their time, and it was just about the tongue and just not really giving you too much but not enough. It was just right. It was just how a kiss should be. It's like a first impression. When you kiss somebody for the first time, that first impression should be, you should kiss them and giving them that first impression of how you want them to. Because I'm going to tell you, kisses don't lie, and it also indicates how well you can have sex with that person if they do it correctly. So I'm telling you, the damn kiss was off the motherfucking chain.
Wow. So, and this, you said this was the first time anyone has ever kissed you like this?
Well, yeah, that person who kissed me, that shit was off the chain, and I had to give it back to her. But when I did it back, I got so damn excited, I kind of fucked it up a little bit. But but I think they got the gist of it. But anyway, all right, Miss Temptation,
right here.
Your thoughts?
Well, just from my point of view as a woman, I think it's important, you know, the communication has to be there. Me personally, I think that it's really important that whoever that you're seeing or dating or whatever the case is, that you want to communicate on all different levels. I mean, you have to have what is called that level of awareness, because if you can't communicate and if there's no type of trust, you know, or understanding, then there's no relationship. You know, even though that one, and just from my personal experience, that once you have that mental connection with that person, then the physical part is just going to fall into place. And I went through that before, and it's a hell of an experience. That's the main
I agree with you, because if you're in a long-term relationship with someone and this is a person you choose to spend the rest of your days with, sex is going to die off eventually, the older you get.
Right. Exactly.
And what do you have after that? You have communication. If you had it all along, that should be the basis or the foundation of your relationship.
There you go.
And you're right when you say all types of communication, where it be mental, where if you're saying a sentence, that person should be able to eventually, hopefully, if they're really connected to you, be able to answer, say the rest of the sentence for you.
Right.
You know, it should be that way. But I mean, you know, because after all of that, when you start getting into the ages, the rock and share years, and you're at the age where there's no sex anymore, even though some people at that age still fucking, it just ain't that much. It's every now and then you might get another once a year or some shit. But you get to play with that mug a little bit and rub it, you know, I mean, or if it don't be nothing. Just all you have is communication. That's where cuddling, that's communication. Being able to lay and fondle and just be there together and not really having physical sex, but just being there together.
And
DV, I agree with you, DV, with the having the intellect to talk about subjects, not just one thing, or you can't talk about nothing but, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now so, I know my DV wouldn't go out on a date with me.
Why is that?
I'm missing that intellect thing.
She said that shit. I didn't. Damn,
man.
DV,
hey.
DV, you on the spot, baby.
Hey, wait a minute. Why?
She just put,
you know what?
You on the spot. You are on the table right now. What you gonna say?
Hey, look, I was just playing to somebody on the internet, you know, in the chat room. It is not a prerequisite. It's kind of like one of those it's kind of a course you gotta take. You know, you ain't gotta take it, but it's preferred.
What's that?
All right.
Intellect or dick sucking?
Either or.
I'm going by what's being written. What's being talked about in
the
chat room. Okay.
I would never expect somebody to be like, hey, DV, how you doing? Oh. You know, and then, you know, just fall to their knees, nothing crazy like that. But what it is there has to, because, look, everybody has a sexual appetite that grows, and it's inevitable. The same things that you were doing, you know, the first time you had sex are not going to be the same things that you're doing 2, 3, 4, 5 later, or else one of y'all is going to be bored out of their skull.
Right.
And that's just the way it is.
Just brought something to my attention. You might find somebody, okay, kisses don't lie, but I guess in some cases they do. Because someone said they was with someone who could kiss his ass off, but he couldn't fuck worth a damn. So, ladies, how many niggas y'all had, how many men y'all had that you kissed them and they were really good kissers and then they couldn't fuck?
Yeah, no. Because I've not had that, but what I've noticed is if he can't really kiss, then usually his sex isn't that good either. So
how does this person find out this guy can kiss good? Okay,
because there's passion behind it. There's passion behind it all, and the two have to go together. So he may have perfected that one thing, but forgot to perfect the other part of it.
So he couldn't stroke well, but he can kiss good.
Women do it all the time. There are a lot of women who can kiss their ass off who can't sue with the shit.
Oh, you're talking about the one that just lay there? You're talking about the one that just lay there?
Yeah, you know,
shit.
The limp fish. You know what I'm saying? They passionate about their kisses, but when it comes to being, you know, proactive in bed, it's just kind of like, okay, well, you the man, you do all the work, or even if they try, it is the most painful experience you've ever had.
That's true. Another thing that, since we talk about what men want, another thing that I want in a man, in a woman, is this. Being a man, I want you to be aggressive sometimes. I don't want to always have to be the one that initiates shit all the damn time. Why is it that some women think that that's the only way they can have sex is the man come to them? Why can't they come to you? You know, I love that shit when you come to, like, Boomerang. You come to the house and you get nothing but a damn trench coat or some shit. Or, you know, I mean, just, you want romance from the man. Why can't you bring some stuff?
Hey, man, somebody nowadays, yank that trench coat right off.
Well, they probably would if they knew you were naked under it. But I'm just saying, the thing is, it's just different things. Well, you know what I'm saying.
I had on the trench coat and heels just the other day.
You did what? You had on a trench coat and heels the other day. For who? How come I didn't see that?
You did.
Oh, my God.
I did?
Yeah, okay. I was at the club. I didn't say
right.
I was naked underneath. I'm just saying.
Right. You did. I did see you that way. I did see you with a trench coat and heels on. That is true. I did.
Yeah, you can.
I did see that.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so she did do that.
But look, like, red is
she also had her shoes out with her pretty ass feet out. And that shit was, like, fucked up. I loved it. And I was half drunk, but I got sober when I saw them toes.
But I'm going to tell y'all a man secret, and Red can probably back me up with this. It is such a rarity to find a woman who can kiss, who can, you know, give good head and screw in the bed. It is such a rarity that men, most men, judge women based on these categories, and they will not have the same woman in all three categories. It just doesn't happen.
You know, okay, what I'm saying? Let's go.
Right, like you've had lists, right, Red, where you're
right.
just judging women, and like no, the woman who gave who you know may have given the best head, she couldn't kiss to save her life, or she was a terrible lay. It is damn near impossible to find that woman that does all those three things great. So I mean, I'm not saying
I've found that, and then there have been some that have fallen short. You're correct. It's not always that you get all of that in one person.
Right. You know,
and the same thing with men. I'm sure that they don't get a man that can eat pussy and got a dick that's the right size that know how to use it, motherfucker. And,
right, and it's kind of like,
and
you know, conundrum.
And make love
it's,
to you. When I'm saying
right.
make love, I'm talking about not just get on you, eat you, then fuck you, then that's it. I'm talking about going back and forth and continuing that shit and keeping you going, finding your spots. Find
right.
out what turns you on. That's not always
because,
right.
Like, I've heard, you know, women I know, they're like, man, I met this dude with the perfect dick, but he ate pussy like he was in a feeding frenzy. And you're like, damn, that is awful. It's just tragedy. You know, so, I mean, I get it works on both ends, that it is hard to find that person, but you can damn sure create that person. You know, all it takes is a little bit of time, a little bit of effort. So, I mean, I'm not saying that it hasn't happened, but, you know, expecting these things right off, you know, I never expect somebody to be perfectly sexually compatible with me. I just don't.
You want it to be a shocker sometimes. You hope it is, especially
right.
if they look good to you and you really want them to be. But if this person is somebody or y'all decide y'all want to be together more than just for that time, then that's where the openness comes in, where you want to learn each other to be able to learn how to give that to that person, to be able to kiss that way, to be able to stroke that way or whatever. But you know, the problem is everybody think they already know shit, especially men. I hate
they
to
know
say
everything.
Men.
Right. They know
how to fuck and they don't know how to do shit. That's what's fucked up. They might have a 12-inch dick and don't know what to do with the motherfucker.
And if I had a 12-inch dick, I wouldn't know what to do with it either.
That's what I'm saying. That's just too much. A lot of women will tell you, okay, they say all this shit.
I would mostly be crying
for the
lack of pussy.
First of all, half of it's gonna be hanging out of that woman. She ain't gonna get the whole motherfucker. You know, it's just crazy. Anyway, like you said, if you really care about the person you with, you're gonna learn how to communicate with each other so that you can have that perfect kisser, fucker, and whatever else
sucker.
The third thing you said.
Kisser, fucker, sucker.
Right.
But part of the purpose of kissing somebody, first of all, I'm just going to touch base on that a little bit. Part of the purpose of kissing them, because especially if you haven't been sexually active with them, is so they can feel the passion that's coming from within you. Mm-hmm. And the fact that you want them to feel something good coming from you. It's not so much about you as it is about you making them feel good through this kiss. Because
That's why as always we always say on this show, make it about your mate. Make it about your mate. Yes.
Red Cotton. The thing is, kissing is great, and don't let me lie, but it is a terrible thermometer based, you know, on that person. You know what I'm saying? Whether the type of person that they are or the type of person that they are in the sack. You know what I'm saying? A kiss is a kiss is a kiss. Yes, it has passion. Yes, it might get you hot and heated. But that doesn't give you any insight on who that person truly is. So
no,
I mean, I like kissing, you know, and
you're
I like
supposed to though, DV, listen. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off because I know you'd like to finish your statement. But the kiss is not designed for you to find out everything about that person. You just want to find out that one instance about that person.
You're
not going to find out the whole
concept. That's about all you're going to get.
Well, that's all you're supposed to get. You're not going to get the whole what their whole lifestyle, what they are in a kiss. What I mean by kisses don't lie. It does tell whether they know what to do in bed or if they have an inkling of what they want or even if their passion is in it. Like Cotton says, she's looking to see if they're really serious about them as a person or they just want to fuck. You can tell that in a kiss.
But not in everybody. I mean, what I'm saying is this. There are a lot of people out there who know how to kiss who don't know anything else. There are a lot of people out there who can screw good who can't kiss for shit. You
that's
know,
true. That, that's
but,
the girl said the dude can kiss, but he can't stroke his dick. You know, I mean, I'm just saying. You
it
know,
is
it is a terrible
way to look at people. You know what I'm saying? That's just like when people remember how you used to go around. If people can dance, they can screw. Wrong. Because I've met a lot of women.
It depends on the kind of dance.
Yeah, I mean, like, I'm sorry, if she line dancing, that's not really going to give me any insight.
Yeah,
if,
no,
now,
you know,
if she's stripper pole dancing, you know, maybe. Maybe
that
guy
can
give me.
But let me tell you something. DB, we have a dance here we call the two-step in Kansas City. It's two-stepping, okay? The way that dance is designed, it's designed for you to really be making love to this person on the floor. If you, it's a certain way you hold your tips of your fingers to the woman, and the man is leading in this thing, okay? So he's got to be able to do the turns and all these things, and a lot of people in Chicago, they call it the three-step or Chicago, you know what y'all do in Chicago, okay? Well, in Kansas City, we do the two-step. Now, my thing is we do it in such a manner, it's so sensual, if it's done correctly, you know, you can be actually making love to that person while you're on the dance floor with them and not really touching their body and their pieces, their sexual pieces, but with your hands and how you're making them flow, it should be like one when you're dancing with that person. Now, if that's not happening, you know, sometimes, okay, maybe I'm not saying that everybody that dance well like that can fuck, but I'm going to say 80% of the time when you dance with somebody like that and they really know what they're doing, they can.
Nah, I can't agree with that.
No, they can't.
There's people out there doing lumbata that's disappointing.
But you know why you don't agree? Because you don't two-step.
You might be right.
So you wouldn't know that. But I'm just saying, you
I don't hand dance either, but that don't mean that people that hand dance know what they're doing.
But, you know, I kind of agree with what he said, though, with me from Chicago, because when you step, I mean, step is supposed to be a graceful type of a dance where, just like he said, two people are supposed to coincide with every, you know, with their moves. And if the connection and if the flow is not there, then, you know, it's just not going to work. So I kind of have to agree with what he said, though, because, like I said, I'd have been the step recess before.
Right.
Mhm. So
that's just one way. And I'm not saying that dancing is you can tell it, somebody is good in bed by dancing. But I'm just saying that's one way we have in Kansas City to determine some of those things. Because there are some people that probably can dance well and can't fuck. We know that. But I'm just saying you should make it sensual. Okay, go ahead, Cotton.
I was gonna say, so since you all have said all of that, do you think that men know more of what they want than women do?
You know, it's case by case, Cotton. I mean, really. I think on both sides of it is case by case, because somebody, it depends on where they are in their life at that time on whether they know what they want. Like you, right now, from talking to you and the conversations we've had, you know what you want. But somebody your age, another woman standing next to you may not know. It could be a guy. I don't know who's doing this blowing this shit. Somebody's sucking something or doing something. Anyway. I don't know what the fuck it is. But anyway, like I was saying, you know what you want, but not. I don't think that more men know more than women do. I think that it just depends on where you are in your life at that time and what you have been through that gives you the determination of what you think you might want. So there are certain time frames. I mean, I'm 52. I'll be 52 this year, and I don't think I know everything that I want yet because I've been married.
Well, the reason I asked that question.
The
reason I asked that question is because you hear men say that women are more indecisive than we are. But when it comes to relationships, when a woman is with a man and she sees a man that she wants that man. Now, in most cases, a man can see this woman today and want her, and then tomorrow he'll want a different kind of woman. So this is why I asked that question. Because
but I don't think it's the cat. I don't think.
Men,
go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
With men not really knowing what they want because they have so many options.
No, you know, I'm gonna tell you to answer that question. It's not the kind of woman that. See, that's where everybody gets confused. Because you're saying, like, one woman today might be one he wants, and tomorrow he might want this other one. It's not the type of woman. It might be something that woman has done that made him change and say, well, I want that. And, okay, it's beauty and
she
all that.
She can't have done anything if you haven't met her.
Well, I mean, he might see something that's different, that he's intrigued with.
But that doesn't mean he wants her, wants her. That just means sexually want her. We're talking about, I think what you're saying is what men want is not so much the sexual part of it, but what do they want in a woman that they want to be with the rest of their life with? That's what I thought you were asking.
That's exactly what I'm saying, but it changes.
So it doesn't change with every woman. Like, you see this woman right now, and then you change to another one. I don't think
Go ahead. You know what it is? Women spend a lot of time thinking about what they do want. Men spend a lot of time thinking of what they don't want. So the thing is, we'll sit up there and be like, well, I don't want to be married by before I'm this age, and I don't want to settle down. We spend so much time and thinking about the things that we do not want, so that when we get a girl and she's everything that we think we want, we're like, well, I don't want to settle down. And that's the most pervading thing in our heads. It's like, okay,
and I've said that to you. I've said that to you, Cotton. I mean, I've met some great women. I've met some that it just seemed like, you meet them, you get with them, they might be the things that you want, but then because of my situation and what I've been through, I cringe when I start saying, they start coming at me like, oh, really? I want to be with you. Blah, blah, blah. Sometimes I might cringe and be like, oh, damn. Do I really want to do this? Or, I mean, she's good and everything, but I don't know. I think because I've been married most of my adult life, now that I'm single and I'm doing things, not so much that I want to be with a bunch of women, it just means that I'm starting to find out who I am, and I'm learning me, and I'm doing my thing, and I want to spend time with different people, but it doesn't, and it could be the one woman, but when they start pushing the, oh, I really want you, and the, oh, all this stuff, you know, that scares me. It does. So I find myself pushing back away, but I don't want to do that. I do want to eventually have somebody. But the thing is I just want it to take time. I don't want it to be labeled as something. I want it to just take its time and just let it go to where it's going to be, if it's going to be something. A lot of times people, they look at life's too short. They want to hurry up and do something. I've even said that. But I just think that where I'm at in my stage is different than what somebody else might. Maybe so. I guess I don't know what I want. But I just said what I wanted, basically. So do I really? So it's going back and forth. You see what I'm saying?
Like,
does that make sense? Does it make sense?
In this life, you'll never truly know the things that you want. All you know are the things that make you happy and make you not so happy, make you mad, frustrated, whatever.
I ain't gonna say that.
The thing is, it's like you can have in your mind, you know, like I said,
what you would like.
Any time that you think, it's like this, and somebody phrased this to me a long time ago. You have everything that you want in the world, and somebody gives you $1 million. Now, all of a sudden, everything that you want changes. You know what I'm saying?
Because you have the means and financially to get it. Yeah.
Now it's a completely different situation. But every day, something is completely different than the day before it. So every day, the situation is going to change. So ultimately, you focus on the things that make you happy, and you go by and you try to stay away from the things that make you not as happy.
And I think, Cotton, I think you have a lot of things, you know, what you want. But I think even in yours, sometimes the stipulation changes in it.
Really? It really doesn't.
It doesn't. So your foundation is there, and it's in place.
As far as, and the reason I can say that is because I've kissed enough frogs to know that I've seen enough of what the don'ts look like that I know what I do want. And I used to have it on a list. But I don't even have to write it down anymore, because as soon as that red flag goes up and you show me something on the list that I don't want, I back away from that. I'm not going to compromise it. I'm not going to say, oh, I can look. Oh, no, I'm not doing that, because I've done that before. So why would I continue that kind of cycle?
No, right. So
I mean, I literally had a guy say to me, you're a beautiful person. You have all these great qualities, but these are the five things about you that I'm not sure of. So you want to give me the don'ts instead. The do's outweigh the don'ts, but you have the audacity to talk to me about the don'ts. I don't understand. So,
okay,
you know,
done something to make the flag go up for you?
Absolutely. Oh yeah. Yeah. The guy that I told you I went out on the date with, who
right.
decided he wanted to talk about, the ex that he hasn't been in a relationship with over a year. He wanted to talk about sex. And this is our first date. So it's kind of like, yeah, okay, I probably won't see you anymore. Then he's trying to come to my house, and we just met. Like, I don't know you. Like, I don't know you. Then you want to know if I'm a good kisser. Why? Because you're not. And I literally said, if you want to know, maybe you should call up somebody who's kissed me. I can give you a number, you know, and you can ask them if I'm a good kisser.
You know, like, you know what I discovered about why guys talk about sex so much? It's the fallback topic. It's the topic that when you don't know what the hell this woman wants or what she, you know, wants in life, it's the one thing that we have in common. We can always, everybody's had sex. So that's usually what that's a guy's comfort zone. Hey, I've had sex. She's probably had sex. Maybe we have something in common. But, and that's the thing. They talk about it because they really don't have nothing else to talk about because they're like, okay, well, do we have anything else in common? And rather than trying to figure it out, it becomes a fallback topic.
And you're right. And that's exactly what
fallback.
It is horrible, but it's
but
true.
That's a horrible
you're right.
fallback. And let me tell you why. It's because a lot of times you haven't even found out what my favorite color is or what I like to eat before you want to know about my – you don't even know my last name.
He told me you
want to
eat –
before
you want
asking
you to eat some
me
dick
about sex. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I know what you like. You like wiener.
Yeah, he wants you to eat some dick. But let me ask our guests because we've got 8 minutes left. So what do you want from a man? Are you in a relationship already? You probably married. Are you married or anything? Miss Tim,
me?
Yeah, you.
No, I've been divorced since 2010.
So are you in a relationship right now?
I just got out of one.
Okay, so what do you want?
That'd be a no.
Real quick.
What do I want? Just somebody that's going to, I look for understanding, trust, the communication has to be there, you know, and making sure that we're both on the same page. And once that connection is there, once that's established, then, you know, the rest will just fall in place.
So what do you mean when you say same page? I'm just trying to figure it out. That's what I'm saying.
Well, what I mean by on the same page, meaning that we have things in common, we could be able to communicate on different levels, you know.
You going in the same direction?
Yeah, traveling in the same direction, you know, and just, it's all about, you know, uplifting, happiness, you know, enjoying each other's company, you know, because I don't want to be with someone I'm dating and I have that uncomfortable feeling like, ooh, I don't want to be around this person. I mean,
what about somebody who doesn't understand your writing?
Oh boy, that's one of the problems that I went through in my last relationship. He just didn't quite understand, and I was like,
why are you writing about sucking dick and all this shit? Why are you writing that stuff?
What?
You know what I'm saying? You see what I mean? That's the kind of shit I went through. Why are you writing about that? You're degrading women, sex, and all this. I mean, are you writing about her sex? We ain't having sex.
No. Don't get me wrong, though. I mean, I enjoy sex. Sex is a part of life. I mean, that's how we got here. I mean, that's the beautiful
thing. I know,
but
you're not getting what I'm saying. I'm being funny because I'm saying this guy is probably saying this to you about the writing that you do. That's what I'm saying. I'm not judging. I'm not saying you personally. I'm just saying he's probably saying some stuff like that, and you're like, well, I'm just writing. This is what I do. I write poetry. He doesn't understand it, you said.
Right. No, and then, like I said, poetry is about reading, is about communicating, is about sharing. And just for some goofy reason, he just don't understand that. But I'm not going to worry about it because I'm still going to do my thing because that's my passion.
And right, you shouldn't stop. That's the reason why I'm not married now. Okay. We're going to give you a chance because we got like 6 minutes left to tell people how they can get your books, the name of your books, where they can get them from, and if they want you to come and do some poetry or do some book signings or anything like that. And Cotton has already given you some information that you can do there in Chicago. Kind of tell us about that, right, quick.
I do have my own website that's under https://foepoetry.com.
Okay. Is that how they can get your books? Are your books going to be on Amazon or anything like that?
Well, it's going to be online. They could be able to order it. And if they want to email me for any book signings or shows, they could reach me at ctemptation@foepoetry.com.
All right. Well, we thank you definitely for coming on. And we're not through yet, but I'm going to get that in real quick. And, you know, thank you for taking your time out to come on the show, even though you was not really – what are you scheduled? Because I didn't have you on my list. But I'm glad you came anyway. Because
no,
the dude left.
I had looked on Facebook, and then I had saw the listing of the show. And I said, this is kind of interesting. I said, let me just give it a try. So
you just kind of bogarted. You just – I like that. Thank you for doing that, because normally I don't let that shit happen. But your ass got through because the gate – I mean, the other guy left. I ain't going to say shit. I don't want people to get the wrong idea, because I'm not against people that are some same sex or whatever. But anyway, he ran. I wasn't being funny with him. I don't think that I said nothing wrong. I don't know. Anyway.
I mean, it was just the way he interpreted it. I mean, that was the decision he made. So, you know.
Yeah, because he said, I must be on the wrong show because we were talking about pussy. I mean. We were going to talk about whatever. I didn't.
It just kind of like just shocked me. I'm like, wow.
Yeah, he did put himself out there. Like, he was pissed off because we was talking about pussy. Anyway, that's what it seemed like to me.
You can't be mad at him.
I'm not mad at him. Say what?
He preferred weenie to coochie. So, I mean, he noted his
objection. He made it known. Okay, Cotton, what's going on with you? Real quick. We got about 4 minutes.
Wednesday, I will be in Chicago at Cafe Cabaret. I will be performing. So anybody that's in the area, come out at, I think it's at 7 or 8 o'clock. I will be doing my thing. So I leave here tomorrow, headed to Chicago.
Okay, be safe. Next week, I don't know. I'm going to let you guys know by the end of before the weekend whether we're going to have a show next week. I know Fabulous Fee is scheduled to be on next week. We may have to push her to the week after, and I have to let her know that because I'm scheduled to be in California, Oakland, all next week. I don't know if it's going to happen yet because I'm still waiting to see if funding is going to be available. If it is, then I will be there from the 15th to the 19th in Oakland, California, and doing some things for the government, and then I'll be back, and then we'll be back on a regular schedule. But like I said, even if I do go, I may still do the show because I can do it from there. It's not a problem. It'd just be 2 hours later than normal. I'll be doing a Cotton because she's used to do that all the time, come on 2 hours behind but still on time with us. So it'd be 6 o'clock then, wouldn't it, Cotton, instead of 8 for me?
Yeah.
If I'm in Cotton.
Yeah.
Okay, so I will see if that happens. I'm going to let you know before if I'm going to actually go. But that show is supposed to be A.E. Crone and Tamika Barnes and Felicia Fabulous Fee easily. So if we do switch that, then we're going to have them probably come in the next week. It's supposed to be Nika Michelle. She wanted to do it by herself, but we're going to have to adjust. So we thank you all for coming on. And there is one last person that just signed in. I'm going to see if they got something to say. If you don't, please don't hang up. Area code 612. Do you have anything you want to say? You just came in. I don't know if you had something to say.
Actually, I didn't. I just was listening, trying to catch the last few minutes. This is Kimber Love out of the Twin Cities, and I had tapped into my Facebook and saw that your show was on, so I wanted to catch you guys.
Okay, well, you caught the last 3 minutes, and I appreciate you doing that. And we was talking shit all night, too, and you missed it.
And now we're going to talk shit about you for the last 3 minutes. How dare
yeah, we
she
are.
Call in the last 180 seconds?
I know. I mean, damn, that's a fucked up shit. No, I'm just playing, baby. Please don't get upset with us. We joke like that. Thank you for supporting us. Thank you so much. Okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Please don't be mad. Please don't be mad. We don't want that. We just have fun on the show. I mean, we don't, you know. But we thank you all for coming. And we hope that you come back again, Miss Temptation. And
thank you.
Have fun with us. We want you to come back, okay?
Definitely.
Can I say one last thing before
box.
You get us off?
Go ahead. The words, the music's on, but go ahead and speak.
April 27th is GPA's book release party, so we will be at Let Them Eat Chocolate Again. April 27th, Revenge of the Orgasm will be on.
All right.
6 North Bay.
Y'all heard it here.
Orgasms for beds. I like the way that sounds.
All right. well, we thank y'all for coming on, and I'll let y'all know if we're going to have a show next week or not.
All right.
Good night, everybody.
Okay. All right.
Good night, everybody.